We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, but we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Chav Zayin, the end of the line. Bar Shar v'kibloi v'karno. Someone took a tinuk, threw the tinuk off the roof, and a shar came and was mekabel the tinuk with his horns. Plukta the Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shaviyachim v'abreika v'rabbanan. It's mechlekes Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shaviyachim v'abreika and the Rabbanan. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. This is the pasuk of paying kaifer. When you pay kaifer, when a shar kills a person, the bailim, the owner, has to pay kaifer. Whose value do you pay? The value of the bailim, of the behema, or the person who got killed? So it's machlokes. Nosam pidyon nafshay, the main nizik. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yerechem Breikom, but the main mazik, paid the main mazik. So Rashi explains, if you hold like the Rabbanon, the Yishamina ben Nizik, here, the nizik wasn't worth anything when the behemoth killed the tinnik, because the tinnik was about to die. So therefore, you'd be potter. Mashainke, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, holds that you paid the mazik, you'd be chayiv here. Now, the Rishash, and really Rishayin already speak out, that this Gemara is dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Before we had a machlokes, if someone throws a tinnik off the roof, and someone on the bottom catches the tinnik, the baby, with a knife, with a sword, the shaila is if the guy on the bottom is chayev or not. So Rabban held the guy on the bottom is potter because the person was already supposed to be killed, so he's potter. And Rab Yehuda ben Mesera holds he chayev. So here that we're handling the behemoth should be chayev is only according to Yehuda ben Mesera. It's only according to Yehuda ben Mesera, but according to Rabbanon, anyway, even if the bottom one, anyway, the bottom one is potter. So here the bottom behemoth will be potter anyway. Forget about the bein mazik, bein nizik, will be potter anyways. This Gemara is going according to Yehuda ben Mesera. I'll redo what the mitzvah Esam, he's one of the Achrayim will say this. He says like this: Akharkach Aliv the Yehuda ben Mesera the Mechayev Bezach Hazak Ka'amar Rabba. Rabba is talking according to Yehuda ben Mesera. The Laman Damad the Meimazik Chayev. That's according to Laman Damad the Meimazik Chayev. Dilu Rabbanon the Patri Bahika Asar Bnei Adam. I feel Bezach Hazak. According to Rabbanon, hold that 10 people hit one person one after another who had in the Shar Potter. Vim Kain in a Chayev Bekayfer. If the Shar is Potter Bemisa, there's no Kayfer either. Do you give gufas really come on? The chalecha deina sharba skila ain't baram shalom koyfer. So this gemara is going according to Yehuda ben Mesera, and there is machlokes. Even if Yehuda ben Mesera, where the bottom one is chayiv, when it's a person catching the tinuk with a sword, here is a shaila if you pay koyfer. Why? Because as a sad, you paid the nizik if you want mandiyama, and if you paid the nizik here, the nizik didn't have any value b'shas when the behema killed this tinuk. V'amar Rava. Nafam Reisha Gag, someone fell off a roof, Veniska B'Isha, and he landed on the Isha and somehow had a bia with the Isha from falling off a roof. The halach is that, first of all, it's a hezek, so Chayiv B'Dal Advarim, Chayiv B'Dal Advarim, you're not Chayiv in Baishas, because Baishas is only when you're Mechavin to do it. When you're not Mechavin to do it, there's no Baishas. So here there is the Chayiv B'Dal Advarim, why? Because he fell B'Ruach Metsuya. He fell off the roof, Baruch Metsuya, with a normal wind, so he's considered amazed. Since he's considered amazed, you pay the Chamisha Dvarim. But actually, by Baishas, you don't pay. Why not? Because Baishas, we'll see in a second, you have to be Mechav. So, Nafam Reisha Gag Niskabisha, Chai Vidal Dvarim, over Yevimtoi Loikana, you're not Kaina Yevama. We know that someone who's Ba Yevimtoi, Bein Vishagi Bein Mezid, is Kaina with Bia. That's the Kaina Yevama. But here, since you weren't Mechavin La Bia, you're not Mechavin Fa Bia, therefore you're not Kaina. And Yechayi Benezek Betzav Ribu Sheves of a Boishes Loy, like we spoke out, the Tanan ain't a Chayiv Ela Boish Ela Boish as you mechchaven. The only time Yechayiv and Boish is only if you mechchaven for the Maisa that you're doing. And here we're not mechchaven. You flew off the roof. It's almost carvel amazing. You should have been careful. You knew it was Ruach Matsuya, and you knew it was Ruach Matsuya going in a regular wind, and you would fall off. But it's not mechchaven for the Hezek, and therefore there's no Boish. We're mechchaven for that person, and therefore there's no Chayiv Boishes. Someone blew off the roof with a ruach metzuya. He normally has no problem going on the roof, and all of a sudden a hurricane wind came and blew him off the roof. Behizik ubayish chayev al nezek upart of dal dvarim. Chayev al nezek and he parted all the four. Why? Because it's not considered amazed over here. I can ask you why chayev on a nezek. I to earnest gomer. We spoke out yesterday. A lot of rishayim hold earnest gomer's potter by a adam amazik. So Rukh Yisus speaks out that here it's not wasn't mamash oynis gomer. It's not mamash a case that's considered oynis gomer because you could have been careful. Therefore, it's not an oynis gomer, and therefore you chayev over here. I'll redo the lashon of the Namuke Yosef. Namuke Yosef says, given Zimnim the Mikri, sometimes this happens, Vasi, this wind comes up once in a while, the hurricanes happen, Lav Oynes Gomhu, Chayav on Ezek. You Chayav on this. That's Baruch Sheinim Mitzuya, only Chayav ben Ezek. Baruch Mitzuya, which is a normal way, the Hizek, Abayish, Chayav Vidal Dvarim, Pato Abayishis. You Chayav Vidal Dvarim, because it's considered the car of the Mezit, but you Pato Abayishis, because you were Mechavim for the person. Vin Mishapech, Chayav Afal Abayishis. But if you have been sapech, you chayav on baishes. What does sapech mean? Zagrashi. Then the sapech la achash hischa limpol, you turn yourself around. The scaven limpol ala odom lahan osai. You mechavim to fall on the person lahan osai, which I think means like this. He wanted to cushion his blow, and he sees a person, he says, you know what? I'll land on that person. So here, since you mechavim for that person, so even though you weren't mechavim dafka to hurt him, you did it for your own hanah, but still, that's enough kavonot bechayav on baishes. The tanya, you went to the braisa. In the pasuk it says, two people are fighting. And one of the people's wives came to save her husband. And he grabbed the other person in his private parts. And there it says, there's a PFP Baishas over there. So it says, V'shilcha yada v'hechzika. Loi malach. Kivan, so why is it two things? Any day shechzika, if it says shalch yada, any day shechzika, what's two double lashon? Matam loy mevechzika, loy malach. Kivan sheneskaven lahazik, after sheneskaven lavayish. Once you mechaven to be mazik, you mechaven for that thing, for that person. So then, even that mechaven daftel daftel lavayish, your kavon is not to embarrass. Still, you have to pay for baishes. V'amar Rabba, heniach loy gachelas alibay. Someone put a coal on someone's heart. Vames, the person dies, potter. You're potter. Why you potter? Because the guy should take it off. he's right now he's alive and he has all his kaiches. So the person took it off. And since the guy didn't take it off, you're potter. Al big dev in Israel, if he put it onto his baguette and it gets burnt, chayev. The loch is chayev. And even though he could have took it off, but by a baguette he could say, I was planning to bring you to Bezdin and charge you for it. So therefore, he doesn't take it off. You're ruining it. I'll charge you in Bezdin. By a person dying, what do you mean? He said, oh, well, I'll be dead. It doesn't make sense. Then you take it off. But if I beg it, you can say, I'll charge you in Bezdin. That's what Rabbi says. Two halachas. Ali boy, you potter because he should have took it off. Abig doy, he can say, I would have took it in. And therefore he's chayav. Because he doesn't have to take it off. Omar Rabba, Tavayu Tanini. Both of them are Mefurashim Mishnais. Ali boy, the Tanan, Kavash Olav Lusechar. You take a person, you force him into a fire, or Lusechamayim, you hold him under water. The person cannot come up. Misham umeis he dies. Chayiv the loch is yichayiv misa for that. It's a called sicha. It's called murder. Dachbu sechar sechamayim. You push him into a fire into water. V'yachal alos misham. It could come out. Umeis he dies. Potter. Then you're potter. It's only if it's your if you caused it. If he didn't come out, then you are potter. Big day. What is it? Tran. Karas ksusi. You tell someone, you know, rip my clothing. Shavaras kadi. Break my barrel. Break my jug. Chayiv. The loch is the person who broke it is chayiv. Because what he means to say is, break it, but you're going to have to pay for it. But if he says, I'm nas lifter, then you're potter. So again, you see over here also that here, even though I could stop you from breaking my jug, but if you break it, you're chayiv. Because there I could say, I want to bring you to din. So that's there, avad yichayiv. If you break his jug, the loch is yichayiv. Boy rabba, heniach gachal talev avdei mahu. Kegufay dami, oy kemayi dami. Now, what's the shayla over here? You put the kalas aleiv avdai, so it's a guber dami, kamayin dami. So Rashi seems like he learns that the eved could take it off if he wants. And still, there's a shayla, maybe eved kamayinai, and you'll be chayiv, even though the eved could take it off. So imtim tzaloimah, kagufay dami, because the eved could take it off, shayre mahu. Hoda pashtai, he answers the shayla, avdai kagufay, shayre kamayinai. And we'll explain this. So Rashi explains, see the two Rashis. Eved kufay dami ve'imeniach adam kechelas aleiv avdoi potter. Why? Shoyloi level zalkay. Shoyke moinoi shein by das zalkav chayiv. So you have to know what the havmina was. What was it said that if you put something on leiv avdoi that your chayiv lechayer the eved could take it off? So, it's someone's eved. Reuven's eved, not your own eved. Right. So that's it said here. Even though he should have took it off. So maybe the Gemara's chayiv here would mean as mominus. So the Gemara's kasha is, avad misa, you're not chayiv for killing this eved because he could have took it off. But the question is, are you chayiv to the bialim as the mammon? So that was a shayla. The Gemara comes out, Maisa, since the Eved should took it off, you put it on the moment also. Because the Eved should took it off, that's not part of your hezek. That's the way Rashi learns, it's part of the case, that the Eved is awake and everything. Tosfos learns different. Tosfos says, the case he put the Gechelas Lev Avde was, because the Eved kafus, but Rabbi Omer that's like. The Eved is tied up, and the master is standing next to it. So there the shayla is, that and the Eved did not die. Only got huzak. Therefore the shayla is, do you say that maybe the master said, you know what, damage him, I'll charge you in Bezdin. Or you say that the Rav should have took it off because it's like a gufay. And that's a chiddush. And the Gemara says that, no, that's a gufay dami, and you should have took it off. And therefore the person who did it is not chayiv. That's what Tosfos learns the shayla. So Tosfos learns the shayla is where the Eved is tied up. According to Rashi, the case is the Eved is not tied up. And that, the Maaseh Mor comes out that after the gufay, it's like a regular person in Sherikim Moinoi. Hadron Aloch, Perek Keitzah Da Regal, Beli Nedeh. Zog the Naya Perek, Perek HaManiach. HaManiach is a Kad V'Sharabim. Someone leaves a jug in the V'Sharabim, Uva Achav and Niskal, and someone came and tripped on it. Niskaba, V'Shavra, and when he tripped on it, he broke it. You're part of the pay for the Kad. We'll see in the Gemara why. Vim Huzakba, and if he gets damaged by it, if he gets hurt by it, Balachav is chayv in his club, because it's like a bar with Shirabim. You put something into a Shirabim, yeah? So if you trip on it, the Balachav is chayv. The only problem with the Mishnah is that it says, Amniach kav is Shirabim, you trip on it, you break your part of him. Who's like Balakad chayv? It's Balachav. It's like, it starts with Kad, ends with Chavis. It's a little funny, the Mishnah. What is it, a Kad or a Chavis? Usually a Kad is smaller, a small jog, Chavis is a big jog. Why does the Mishnah say two things? So the Gemara's going to talk about that. That'll be a discussion on the first part of the Gemara before we get to the Pshat in the Mishnah. Pasach, look at the Gemara. Pasach b'kad b'sayim b'chavis. The Mishnah starts off with the word kad and ends with the word chavis. And we have it two other places the same thing. Tanami. We also learn later on in the Perek in the Mishnah later on it says zeva b'chavikta zeva b'karos. So they're both walking birds. Shus and Shirab. This guy's coming with his barrel and this guy's coming with his beam. Nishpura kad shozeh b'karos shozeh. This guy's barrel. This guy's jug broke with that guy's beam, potter. Again, and then it's potter. So it starts off with Baba Chavitoi and says Nishbara Kadar. Pasach Bachavis, Vesayim Bekad. Starts off with a Chavis, ends with a Kad. You know, Ami starts with a Kad, ends with a Chavis. It starts with a Chavis, ends with a Kad. And we have a third case. Tanami, at the end of the Mesechta, Tanami, we also learned in another Mishnah that. This guy's coming with his barrel of wine. He's coming with his jug of dvash. And it changes to chavis all of a sudden. The chavis of dvash cracked. He spilled out his wine to save the dvash. The dvash is more expensive than wine. He only gets the schar of a pile, but he doesn't get the money for the wine. And don't ask me any questions. We'll see what we see in the Mishnah. It's not in the chaos here. The question again here is Pasach Bekad Vesayim Bechavis. That it starts with a Kad and ends with a Chavis. So, like upon him, you see again, here it says Kad Shodvash and Chavis Shodvash. So, we have three Mishnayis that interchange Kad and Chavis. So, the Gemara, my Papa, Hainu Kad, Hainu Chavis. They're the same thing. Obviously, not the same thing, because one's a small jog, one's a big jog, but they are considered the same thing in Halacha. Hainu Kad, Hainu Chavis. In halacha, they consider the same thing. That if you sell, you say to someone, I'm selling you a chavis, I'm allowed to give him a kad. I'm allowed to give him a jug. So where are the cash? What's the case? If in that city, they don't call a kad a chavis, they don't call a chavis a kad, so you can't just give him something else. So what's the case? Let's read the Ruba Karla Kada Kavita Khita. Roiv people, most people call a kada kada, jog a jog, and a barrel a barrel. Vikanami, there are some people in that city, the Karla Khavita Kada Vakada Khavita. They call a kada chavas a chavas a kad. So Mao the tema zilbasa ruba, you go basa roiv and say, look, you know, when I say a chavas, I mean a chavas like the roiv, you can't give me a jog. Kamash Malon, they ain't holkim a mamunaka roiv. You don't go basa. And here Rashi explains why, because the case was he paid for it already. So the seller is holding on to the money, and the guy says, okay, give me a chavis, I'm like the roiv. So he says, no, prove me you're from the roiv, because I have the money now. I'm not giving back the money. Here's a card, here's a jug. So you say in Holchem Acharoyv, the Makam Moitzim Mechaver Al Raya. That's what Rashi learns. Now there's an obvious question here. L'chayra, a jug is smaller than a chaver, so the price is different. So why don't you just check up how much the price was? So Tosfos says Kasha on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph and Mil Tosfos Hamaniach. Like a few lines before the wide lines, has been talking about a nechzi idme kada idme chavita. And the Gemara asks a similar question in the fifth paragraph. The craven may kada may chavis. They're very close in price. So therefore, it's not possible to say hadas domim because they're very close in price. You say I'm charging more, charging less. It's very close in price, and therefore. It can't be a riot from that. That's one of the truism. I entice you some more truism to this kasha. But in any case, the reason why it's pasach v'kav, it's ayim v'chav, or pasach v'chav, it's ayim v'kav, teach us that it's the same thing in halacha, in selling, and you don't go bust to the roiv, because ain't halacha ma'acha roiv, but makom there is a muchzik. Because v'kuv is no muchzik, there's a machloikis, if you say halacha ma'acha roiv. But here, where there's a muchzik, you go bust to the muchzik, and since the seller's holding on to money, he could just give you a kad.